my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Too Smart for This. It is your host, Alexis Barber. I'm excited to sit down and chat with you all today. I have to be honest with you though, truth be told, I'm in a bit of like a mental rut. It's the end of the school year. I'm at a place where it's like, okay, there's just 2-3 more weeks getting through it all, and I feel like my brain is really scattered. I think everything from the last like 9 or 7, I don't even know how many months of school is catching up with me. So I have had so much trouble coming up with like really good podcast ideas for you guys. So I'm just here to be honest today with the fact that I am mentally drained. So I just kind of want to do like a sort of girl chat, FaceTime Q&A, answer questions, talk about things that have been on my mind, and so we'll go from there. So if you're not already, make sure you're subscribed and have rated and reviewed the podcast. I know there's thousands of you guys that listen every week, but we only have like 200 reviews on Spotify. So if you guys would take a second out of your day to give us a little, or on Apple Music, I mean, whatever it is, girl, a little rating and review would help the show so much. So I appreciate you for that. And let's get into it. So first of all, what's been on my mind? So this month at school, April, is the end of the year, and in Philly it has not been good weather. It's just been like 40 degrees every single day, which just sucks. And that's just been like putting such a damper on my mood. And although like the beginning of this quarter, like in March, was really nice for me because I only have class on Tuesday, Thursday, I honestly felt like, okay, like I can handle all of this, but it's just all started to sort of catch up with me. And I think like the overall burnout is just there, but I'm still excited because we had this past weekend fight night, which is like the big like sort of end of year soiree, you could say. And it's like a day where we have this big boxing match of Wharton students versus University of Pennsylvania grad students, so the law students and the dental students and that type of thing. They compete in this huge boxing match for charity for the Boys and Girls Club of Philadelphia. And essentially, we all get dressed in black tie and go watch it. And then we have a huge after party where Sean Kingston and Loud Luxury performed, which was really fun. So I had so much fun. And then after that on Sunday, I did something I never really do, which is I gave myself like the whole day off. Like when I planned my week, I was like, after fight night, I'm gonna be hungover, period. So I have to like give myself time to like just chill. And I'm really happy I did that because then I didn't feel any guilt about it when I got back to like work and stuff yesterday or the day after, which was really nice. Anyway, that's sort of like the big last like event of the school year. And then we have something called Spring Soiree. This week we have Drake Night. Then we have a couple of other events. Like the Wharton events have definitely been fun. They're definitely expensive, which is like really annoying. Like fight night was like $200 and I had to get a dress and I had to do all this other stuff, which is like very annoying, but whatever, you survive. But that's sort of what's been going on. People also want to know like thoughts on like Wharton at the end of my time here. And so I'm going to do a whole episode on that. That's gonna like break down everything I learned and everything that I experienced in my first year as an MBA student. So yeah, but basically, I'm trying to think of like what else I can talk about. I guess I could talk about like my little identity crisis I'm having, which is not so much an identity crisis, but I think like when you are so busy all the time, sometimes I like lose connection with myself where I feel like, wait, why am I doing all of this stuff again? And I think it's been a little hard for me, especially because I've just been like consumed with getting everything on my to-do list done while also being like social every single day. And that's something that I'm just starting to realize I really need some time to like think about what I want next. And I'm really excited for the summer to be able to do that because this summer I'm just gonna be focused on my content and on Too Collective. We have really cool, exciting stuff happening for Too Collective, and I'm just like really thrilled about being able to work on it. But there is a lot of self-doubt that comes with being an entrepreneur, and there's a lot of like loneliness and a lot of like, wait, what to do? And now that I've been at Wharton for a year, I've learned and I've realized that I have every resource that I need to make my like dreams happen. I have every like resource and opportunity and connection that I would need to grow my company. Now it's just sort of like, okay, it's all on me. And I think a lot of us perfectionists are people who are like, once I have XYZ or once I do this or once I am this, then I'll be able to do it or I'll be able to be happy or I'll be able to do whatever. Guys, I'm literally getting an MBA from the best business school in the country and I still don't feel ready for launching, for doing anything in my business. You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to feel like you are not ready. So my like takeaway, I guess, is just kind of like nobody knows what they're doing. So it's the people who win are the people who just do. And so that's what I'm like kind of thinking about now. And I am also trying really hard to ask for help and to note that I need a lot of help. That first comes with like even asking my friends. Like I think, ooh guys, the asking for help and the accepting love and accepting help, so hard for the hyper independent girls. Oh my God. For example, I think some of you guys know that I was approached by an editor about a year ago to turn Too Smart for This into a guided journal with a large publishing house. And so I've been working on my guided journal slash book in the background. It'll be published with Torture Perigee, which is an imprint of Penguin Random House, which is a huge, like my dream publishing house. And I think little me, little Alexis, always wanted to be an author when I grew up. Like that was always like what I wanted, even though I didn't really know what that meant. And I do still think I want to write more books like long term. That would be my dream. But I also have been working on this book in the background, which I think is like one of the other reasons it's stressing for me, because I don't just have content right now. I don't just have future robe launches. I don't just have MBA, but I also have this book that's on deadline with like an actual publisher and editor who's like reading my stuff every single week. So there's a lot like going on there. But with that, I asked my friends for help. I was like, can you guys like read this over? Do you think this works for you? Because my friends are my target audience. My friends are the ambitious material girls that I'm constantly like trying to appeal to. So I'm like, girl, what do you think about this? And I used to be so afraid of asking for help, I think because I was afraid of like rejection or people not liking what I had to say or any sort of criticism, because I used to be way too sensitive to criticism when I was way younger. And now it's like still, I'm not necessarily sensitive to criticism. I welcome it because I'm so excited that like I can do better, but I still have trouble actively going out and asking for it. Another way I've been asking for help recently is like reaching out to different startup like founders here at Wharton, as well as like reaching out to like the people who work here at Wharton who are like literally employed to help me with my startup, because there's still, and maybe this comes from being like a woman of color as well, but there's still this like weird feeling where it's like, you feel like you have to do it all on your own. And I think since we talk so much in entrepreneurship about like, oh, like you gotta do it all on your own, you've gotta struggle to make it happen, that we sometimes fulfill those prophecies even though they aren't necessarily true, or we fulfill those prophecies without like looking at the other way of what might be possible. And I like kind of am in this place now where it's like, I have given all that I can to Too Collective and to my business. And if I want it to go where I want it to go, I have to ask for a lot of help. And I have to share this mission that I have with others and get them on board with it too. And so now it's kind of like, okay, if that's what you want to do, then you kind of have to like decide who you're going to ask and focus on making sure your mission resonates with other people, not just focused on like you and making shit happen. And so I think like now that's sort of where my summer mental place is going to go to. A lot of you guys have asked like, what am I doing this summer? And this summer I am focusing on like Too Collective. I could have gotten a corporate internship, but I think I might have told you guys this story before.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom. noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Where I went to the info session of like two of the one company that I like was is like a dream company for me, LVMH. And I literally like got sick at the idea of writing a corporate email. I was like, absolutely not. I can't do it. Like, I've always hated bureaucracy and like tightropes and like inefficiencies. Like, I am a very impatient person and I hate when things are inefficient. And so I know that working in a big conglomerate, things don't happen quickly. And that might be something that I enjoy for my career later down the line, but it's not something I can do right now. I'm just like too energetic. So I'm taking the bet on myself to do entrepreneurship and I'm hoping that it's gonna work. I'm making it happen. You know what I'm saying? So I guess what that kind of looks like for this summer is that I'm going to be working on like the 5-year business plan for Two Collective. And potentially raising an angel round. So essentially when you are running a business, there's a couple of different ways to fund it. You can self-fund, which is what I've done. I've taken majority of what I've made as an influencer and put it back into my business. And then you can also pull out loans, like bank loans. And then you can also raise from your friends and family or take a loan from your friends and family. And then when you sort of have your concept proven, you can raise what's called an angel round, which is where you go to angel investors who are investors that invest a couple thousand dollars into your project. And they obviously get an equity stake in it as well. And it's sort of like this like early stage venture. And so I want to raise an angel round for Two Collective. I think the question right now is like, when do I want to raise it? Simply because it's like, okay, I don't know if I want to be beholden to like investor requirements during my second year of school, because like it's very time consuming to be able to do that. So I'm like, do I need a co-founder? Do I need a team? But like, I can't have a team without more money. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do we do here? So I sort of am like deciding when exactly or how much exactly I'm going to raise. I'm just like very lucky that I'm like in the rooms with the people that I would want to raise from. And I have every resource to make my pitch better and do all these things better. So that's sort of what I'm going to be focusing on over the summer. And then future launches. And then like I said, the 5-year long-term plan of the business, because I don't want it to just be robes. Like, I envision it as such so much more than what it is. And I want to be able to like execute on that from a place of research and from a place of like, this is exactly who my community is, exactly what they need, and how I'm going to get it to them in a way that is going to have a long-term sustainable competitive advantage. And that's sort of why I'm so happy that I've changed my like mindset on growing this business. Because I guess when I first launched it, like, I was naively thinking, like naively dreaming of like having one of those sort of like overnight success stories. And I quickly learned that that's not possible and that's not a real thing. Most businesses, majority of businesses, are not overnight successes. And I guess it's like you see so many people just like go viral on TikTok and have $1 million in sales and you think like you can do that too. And I especially thought I could because of my background with social media. But I learned like so much more about it, and I've gotten other opportunities that have helped us 1,000,000% like sell more than I thought I could. But at the same time, I didn't launch the company with a long-term vision. I just launched it with, hey, I love robes and I want my followers to have these too. And so it's like, I know that this works and I know that it's like hit something, because obviously we have amazing customers and corporate partnerships, but like, what does this mean long-term? And so I kind of like have taken that pressure off of myself to be an overnight success or to sell out or to build something that's gonna like just blow up on social media, because I want to do it right. I don't necessarily want to do it quickly. And now that I've come to business school and I have so many resources to see how these things can work, I really believe I'm being given like the foundation to turn this into something that's way bigger than I imagined when I first launched it. And with that, I now have less pressure that I'm putting on myself, because I know that it takes time to build things that are worth it. I think that's sort of been a bit of my like slowdown and realization since I've gotten to school generally, which is like, you have to trust your timeline, because I see this all the time where it's like, God is not giving you what you want because he's giving you something better. And that always is when it happens. I mean, I look back on my life every time that I've had to let go of something that wasn't serving me, every time that I have not gotten what I wanted, it's because there was something better and something that was right for me. I try to just think back on those examples of when that's happened in my life every time that I get like discouraged with things not going the way I want them to. And that's been something that really just like keeps me grounded and keeps me like feeling optimistic. And one of the biggest characteristics that helps me stay ambitious and hungry is how optimistic I am. And I do owe a lot of that to my grandma, who always was like, count your blessings, and like instilled in me such amazing confidence. But I do also like am at a place where I have to just trust, because it's always worked out for the best. Like the life I'm living, the person I've become, the opportunities I've gotten, like it's just like, I really do believe I'm such a lucky person and so blessed. And so I just have to keep remembering that. I'm just kind of excited to be able to do something with more intention. One of my therapy takeaways this week was, and by the way, guys, going back to asking for help, in addition to like asking my friends for help on things, I also realized that I have been like more like fragile emotionally lately. So I upped my therapy to once a week instead of once every 2 weeks. So that's another example of like, hey, you realize you're not feeling great, do something about it. So I upped my therapy. Anyway, that aside, what was I even saying? Who knows? Oh, okay. The thing my therapist said this week that really was resonating was, she was like, it sounds like when you do things with intention, things really do work out for you. But when you're doing things without intention, things sort of blow up. And I was like, correct. Correct. She was referring to dating, because your girl is not intentional at dating and a mess there. But that's a story for a different day. But I was like, you're right. Like when I do things with intention, it's so much easier and there's so much more flow. And like when I'm not intentional, things are just like, what is going on? So I want you to take that with you guys moving forward this week. Hopefully that like reminds you like, hey, even if it's just like your day, like today, I'm a long day. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. But I'm intentionally like trying not to be overwhelmed. And I'm intentionally being like, I'm excited to make the most of my opportunities. I'm excited that the sun is out. And I'm gonna intentionally do my best today. And that's all I can do. Sometimes my best is crossing everything off the to-do list. And sometimes my best is taking a bath and going to bed early. But either way, I'm intentionally going after it. So I'm really proud of myself for that and excited to do that. And I guess this was like kind of like a longish rant about like where I'm at mentally in life, but I don't really care because it's true to me, and I couldn't think of a good podcast idea. My friends were like, why don't you just talk about your own struggles? And I was like, correct. Good idea. So big takeaways, ask for help, be intentional about what you want, and trust your timelines, because everything is working out the way it's supposed to, even if it doesn't feel like it, because something better is coming to you if you just wait for it. So those are my little updates. I did my makeup in this video if you guys are watching on YouTube, and I'll link everything I use down below. Some standouts are, of course, my Kosas and my Westman Atelier Stick Foundation. I am going to start my day now. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget, you're too smart to not love yourself.